Sometimes you need a do-or-die situation to open your mind. I am on a cooking Hungarian spell. So yesterday I looked up how others make spinach in Hungary. To my utter surprise and maybe mortification, more than half of the recipes put bread into the dish. That's not how I know it. I can't eat bread. Both of those are hidden Scholds. So today I made the dish exactly like they say. I learned a lot. Most strong tasting vegetables become quite edible if you mix bread or breadcrumbs into it. So it is a brilliant solution, albeit I used to love spinach on its own. But lately I just didn't. So I am eating the spinach dish now, and it is good. What I am noticing now is a whispered question: am I wrong about many things? More than just about how to make a spinach dish? And I have this gentle nudging to test more of my Scholds. Delightful. I first had my defenses crack when I watched this Chinese, I guess, chef teach diametrically opposed methods to cook vegetables, to cook steak. I'lt my resistance, but curiosity overrode it. Yes, I am very curious. And has curiosity never disappointed me? So I watched all those videos, and tested it out, except the steak. I don't eat steak. Anyway, the chef woman's solution was brilliant. And I also became more flexible. Trying out the spinach dish Hungarian mode proved it. Because of the bread, the dish was very filling. In essence, it was a lot like a spinach sandwich. It kept me not hungry for quite a few hours. Just one more thing. I pretty much only eat frozen vegetables. Why? Because freezing made, froze them into freshness, and there was no need to put preservatives on them. I wash my beans, pulses thoroughly. But somehow, my hunch, I still get my dose of preservatives. How do I know? I used to drink the same amount of energized/coherent water I drink now. And with that my cell hydration was between 20 and 30%. Now it is steady at 10%. So something blocks the water from entering the cells. Also, I am starting to see that the main cause of pancreas issue is not carbs, but yet again preservatives. And when the pancreas is forced into working double, triple, then it may become cancerous. Other than that, I think at least 90% of all the videos that tout that they found the solution, or found the one food not to eat, etc. selling you useless supplements for your fat, of lack of energy, or to prevent heart attacks, they are actually lying. I watch a lot of those, and muscle test their claims. If the supplements had what they say they have in the quantity they claim they have, then they would be effective. But they don't have the quantity and quality. So the best you can expect from those is the placebo effect. Placebo effect is not the problem, it is useful. But it is from the idea of healing, not from the herbs and other stuff they claim you'll heal from. The world is full of charlatans, shysters, and marketeers. I have been corresponding with a woman who wants to believe that Anastasia from the 10-book saga, The Ringing Cedars of Russia, that Anastasia is a real person. She isn't. Unless the laws of physics says it can be true, it is not true. Unfortunately, very few people on the planet are educated enough, and can think. Now, the books have a cult following, in certain countries with a definitely right-wing flavor. And the last thing is, just because someone has a high vibration idea, that doesn't mean they have themselves high vibration. They see the things in their minds. Not in reality. And in the mind you can do all kinds of things, while in reality you are a shitty person. Yeah. If you said uck, I agree. I have been offering health measurements for a long, long time. They are worth, street value, if you are well, about $200. If you are not well, many thousands. Why? Because the measurements can find trouble that medical science can't detect yet. And when something is found early, it can be corrected for next to nothing. But if you don't believe me, please don't order your health measurements. Get your health measurements. P.S. In healing, sometimes you have to get in a situation or do or die. Not fighting the wrong, trying to fix it is the things that makes you sick. And if you want to heal, we'll fight against you. When it is a choice between dying or getting that, fighting the wrong is the problem. You'll probably get it. And then I can help you heal.